This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckabee. Dolly Madison made the White House a monument to good taste. Bill Clinton rented it out for cash. Jackie Kennedy made the White House the Castle of Camelot. Benjamin Harrison gave electricity to the White House but was too scared to touch the switches. All presidents since Franklin Pierce benefited from the first bathtub he installed at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But on this MLK Day, Takeaway culture reporter Melissa Locker notes that the first African-American president's achievement over the last 8 years may tower over all of these. Obama, she says, made the White House cool.
He kind of was operating not only as the commander-in-chief, but as a, you know, cultural touchstone. He was really setting up a very, very high bar for who he listened to, who he asked to play, and he just managed to kind of infuse the entire White House with coolness.
Let's branch that out and explore how he actually turned the White House into a venue.
Well, I think like way before the playlist, even at his inauguration back in 2009, he had Beyonce singing Etta James at last. And I mean, once you start there, I mean, it's the fact that he could even meet that again is pretty hard.
What about his use of the White House for making an artistic statement?
Yeah, well, like in 2009, he had a White House poetry jam. Lin-Manuel Miranda introduced a few bars of something that would go on to become Hamilton.
Have you seen the video of that?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's totally amazing. It is completely amazing. And boy, that White House and that room seems very cool.
And the world is gonna know your name. What's your name, man? Alexander Hamilton. His name is Alexander Hamilton, and there's a million things he hasn't done.
And Michelle Obama calls it the best art of any kind that she's ever experienced.
Michelle Obama has been really involved in making the White House cool, too, because don't forget that at South by Southwest in 2015, she unveiled her charity single, This Is For My Girls, with this lineup of women that just is jaw-dropping. There's Missy Elliott and Kelly Clarkson and Zendaya. It is amazing.
Can this be topped, or is this the high bar here for making the White House a pop cultural venue?
Man, it is going to be hard to top this. But I think that, you know, Barack Obama theoretically could go on to continue his role. Spotify has offered him a job. Well, they've offered him the chance to apply for a job as president of playlists. He is
really
uniquely qualified for the position, not only because he has been putting out these incredible playlists for a few years, but because the job requirement also requires a Nobel Prize and, you know, time running a major nation. I'm going to apply, but I'm not sure if my Nobel Prize in, you know, jewelry making is going to cut it.
So in terms of playlists, what about Barack Obama's playlists convey really the depth of his coolness?
Okay, so first of all, everyone in the White House around him swears that he handpicks these playlists, which is kind of amazing because there are some artists on the list that even I have not heard of.
Even Melissa Locker has not heard of.
Right, and like I write about music professionally, and he apparently just has this incredible taste. So his art.
If you're the president, you can get anything you want.
Well, yeah, and so you can have everything from like Leon Bridges to Prince and Nina Simone. And, you know, he's mixing Aaron Neville and D'Angelo. Like, he's amazing.
And I want them to know.
How will he stay engaged? And do you think he will stay engaged and be engaged in this sort of cultural narrative?
I can't imagine that he's going to step back from that just because he's already said that he wants to have a role kind of helping to lead and guide the people. And I think, you know, the celebrities haven't really been signing on board with Donald Trump, so maybe they will continue to stand by the side of Barack Obama.
Melissa Locker, culture reporter for Time, The Guardian, and The Takeaway. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.